슈버만 랩 에센셜에 오신 것을 환영합니다. 여기서는 정신건강, 신체건강, 성능 향상을 위한 가장 효과적이고 실행 가능한 과학기반 도구들을 다루기 위해 과거 에피소드들을 재조명합니다.
Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance. Welcome to Huberman Lab Essentials, where we revisit past episodes for the most potent and actionable science-based tools for mental health, physical health, and performance.
I'm Andrew Huberman, and I'm a Stanford Science University Neurobiologist
and Ophthalmologist. I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman, and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman, and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine. I'm Andrew Huberman, and I'm a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford School of Medicine.
그리고 이제 샘 해리스 박사와의 대담을 시작하겠습니다.
And now for my discussion with Dr. Sam Harris. And now for my discussion with Dr. Sam Harris. And now for my discussion with Dr. Sam Harris. And now for my discussion with Dr. Sam Harris.
샘 해리스 박사님, 우리가 자아라고 부르는 이것은 정확히 무엇일까요?
Dr. Sam Harris, what is this thing that we call a self? Dr. Sam Harris, what is this thing that we call a self? Dr. Sam Harris, what is this thing that we call a self? Dr. Sam Harris, what is this thing that we call a self?
제 아는 한도 내에서는 우리의 자아 인식을 완전히 설명할 수 있는 뇌의 특정 영역을 아직 찾지 못했습니다.
You know, as far as I know, we have not localized the region in the brain that can entirely account for our awareness of self. You know, as far as I know, we have not localized the region in the brain that can entirely account for our awareness of self. You know, as far as I know, we have not localized the region in the brain that can entirely account for our awareness of self. You know, as far as I know, we have not localized the region in the brain that can entirely account for our awareness of self.
문제는 우리가 자아라는 용어를 매우 다양한 방식으로 사용한다는 것입니다.
The problem is we use the term self in so many different ways, right? The problem is we use the term self in so many different ways, right? The problem is we use the term self in so many different ways, right? The problem is we use the term self in so many different ways, right?
그 용어의 한 가지 의미는 명상의 대상이 되는 것인데, 제 입장에서는 이 자아는 환상이라고 말씀드립니다.
And there's one sense of that term which is the target of meditation, and you'll hear it from me that this self is an illusion, right? And there's one sense of that term which is the target of meditation, and you'll hear it from me that this self is an illusion, right? And there's one sense of that term which is the target of meditation, and you'll hear it from me that this self is an illusion, right? And there's one sense of that term which is the target of meditation, and you'll hear it from me that this self is an illusion, right?
그리고 그것이 환상임을 깨닫는 것에 다른 쪽에서 경험할 수 있는 심리적 자유가 있습니다.
And that there's a psychological freedom that can be experienced on the other side of discovering it to be an illusion. and that there's a psychological freedom that can be experienced on the other side of discovering it to be an illusion. And that there's a psychological freedom that can be experienced on the other side of discovering it to be an illusion. And that there's a psychological freedom that can be experienced on the other side of discovering it to be an illusion.
And
some people don't like that framing. And some people don't like that framing. And some people don't like that framing. And some people don't like that framing.
어떤 사람들은 그것이 환상이라기보다는 구성물이며 보이는 것과 다르다고 주장합니다.
Some people would insist that it's not so much an illusion, but it's a construct and it's not what it seems. Some people would insist that it's not so much an illusion, but it's a construct and it's not what it seems. Some people would insist that it's not so much an illusion, but it's a construct and it's not what it seems. Some people would insist that it's not so much an illusion, but it's a construct and it's not what it seems.
존재하지 않는 것. 확실히 그것이 보이는 방식으로는 존재하지 않습니다.
The thing that doesn't exist, it certainly doesn't exist as it seems. The thing that doesn't exist, it certainly doesn't exist as it seems. The thing that doesn't exist, it certainly doesn't exist as it seems. The thing that doesn't exist, it certainly doesn't exist as it seems.
그리고 저는 이것이 실제로 진정한 환상이라고 주장하고 싶습니다. 즉, 경험 그 자체에 더하여 경험 내부에 있는 주체가 존재한다는 감각 말입니다.
And I would want to argue that it actually is just a proper illusion. Is this the sense that there is a subject interior to experience in addition to experience? And I would want to argue that it actually is just a proper illusion. Is this the sense that there is a subject interior to experience in addition to experience? And I would want to argue that it actually is just a proper illusion. Is this the sense that there is a subject interior to experience in addition to experience? And I would want to argue that it actually is just a proper illusion. Is this the sense that there is a subject interior to experience in addition to experience?
대부분의 사람들은 자신이 세계의 경험을 하고 있고 세계 속에서 자신의 몸의 경험을 하고 있다고 느낍니다.
So most people feel like they're having an experience of the world and they're having an experience of their bodies in the world. So most people feel like they're having an experience of the world and they're having an experience of their bodies in the world. So most people feel like they're having an experience of the world and they're having an experience of their bodies in the world. So most people feel like they're having an experience of the world and they're having an experience of their bodies in the world.
그리고 그에 더하여 자신이 몸 내부의 주체라고 느낍니다.
And in addition to that, they feel that they are a subject internal to the body. And in addition to that, they feel that they are a subject internal to the body. And in addition to that, they feel that they are a subject internal to the body. And in addition to that, they feel that they are a subject internal to the body.
대부분의 사람들은 자신이 자신의 얼굴 뒤에 있으며 인식, 생각, 의도의 중심으로 존재한다고 느낍니다.
Most people feel like they're behind their face as a kind of locus of awareness and thought and intention. Most people feel like they're behind their face as a kind of locus of awareness and thought and intention. Most people feel like they're behind their face as a kind of locus of awareness and thought and intention. Most people feel like they're behind their face as a kind of locus of awareness and thought and intention.
마치 당신이 자신의 몸 안에 있는 승객과 같은 느낌입니다.
It's almost like you're a passenger inside your body. It's almost like you're a passenger inside your body. It's almost like you're a passenger inside your body. It's almost like you're a passenger inside your body.
Most people don't feel identical to their experience. Most people don't feel identical to their experience. Most people don't feel identical to their experience. Most people don't feel identical to their experience.
그들은 자신이 경험의 가장자리에 있으며 어떻게든 옆에서 그것을 소유하고 있다고 느낍니다.
They feel like they're on the edge of experience, somehow appropriating it from the side. They feel like they're on the edge of experience, somehow appropriating it from the side. They feel like they're on the edge of experience, somehow appropriating it from the side. They feel like they're on the edge of experience, somehow appropriating it from the side.
당신은 세계의 가장자리에 있고 세계는 저 밖에 있는 것 같습니다.
You're kind of on the edge of the world and the world is out there. You're kind of on the edge of the world and the world is out there. You're kind of on the edge of the world and the world is out there. You're kind of on the edge of the world and the world is out there.
당신의 몸은 어떤 의미에서 세계 내의 하나의 대상이며 그것은 세계와 다르고 당신의 피부의 경계는 여전히 의미 있으며 당신의 몸을 느슨하게 통제할 수 있습니다. 즉, 당신은 당신의 큰 그리고 미세한 수위적 운동 움직임을 통제할 수 있지만 당신의 몸이 하는 모든 것을 통제하지는 못합니다. 당신은 당신의 심장 박동과 호르몬 분비 등을 통제하지 못하고 있으며, 그래서 당신에게는 보이지 않는 많은 일들이 일어나고 있습니다. 그러다가 누군가에게 명상하라는 지시를 주고 줬습니다. 이 모든 것을 1인칭 관점에서 살펴봅시다라고 말합니다.
Your body is in some sense an object in the world which you know it's different from the world you know the boundary of your skin is still meaningful you can sort of you loosely control your body I mean you can't control you can control your gross and subtle you know voluntary motor movements but you're not controlling everything your body is doing you're not controlling your heartbeat and your hormonal secretions and all of that and so there's a lot that's going on that is in the dark for you then you give someone an instruction to meditate and you say, okay. Let's examine all of this from the first person's side. Your body is in some sense an object in the world which you know it's different from the world you know the boundary of your skin is still meaningful you can sort of you loosely control your body I mean you can't control you can control your gross and subtle you know voluntary motor movements but you're not controlling everything your body is doing you're not controlling your heartbeat and your hormonal secretions and all of that and so there's a lot that's going on that is in the dark for. You then you give someone an instruction to meditate and you say, okay, let's examine all of this from the first person's side. Your body is in some sense an object in the world which you know it's different from the world you know the boundary of your skin is still meaningful you can sort of you loosely control your body I mean you can't control you can control your gross and subtle you know voluntary motor movements but you're not controlling everything your body is doing you're not controlling your heartbeat and your hormonal secretions and all of that and so there's a lot that's going on that is in the dark for. You then you give someone an instruction to meditate and you say, okay, let's examine all of this from the first person's side. Your body is in some sense an object in the world which you know it's different from the world you know the boundary of your skin is still meaningful you can sort of you loosely control your body I mean you can't control you can control your gross and subtle you know voluntary motor movements but you're not controlling everything your body is doing you're not controlling your heartbeat and your hormonal secretions and all of that and so there's a lot that's going on that is in the dark for. You then you give someone an instruction to meditate and you say, okay. Let's examine all of this from the first person's side.
당신이 나라고 부르는 이것을 찾아보자.
Let's look for this thing you're calling I. Let's look for this thing you're calling I. Let's look for this thing you're calling I. Let's look for this thing you're calling I.
그들은 눈을 감을 것이고 매우 가능성이 높으며 이제 그들은 무언가에 주의를 기울일 것이다.
They're going to close their eyes, very likely. And now they're going to pay attention to something. They're going to close their eyes, very likely. And now they're going to pay attention to something. They're going to close their eyes, very likely. And now they're going to pay attention to something. They're going to close their eyes, very likely. And now they're going to pay attention to something.
They're going to pay attention to the breath or the sounds. They're going to pay attention to the breath or the sounds. They're going to pay attention to the breath or the sounds. They're going to pay attention to the breath or the sounds.
그리고 이제 호흡과 같은 대상에 전략적으로 주의를 향하고 있는 주의의 중심지라는 관점에서 보면 이러한 이원론이 설정된다.
And it's from the point of view of being a locus of attention that is now aiming attention strategically at an object like the breath that there's this dualism that is set up. And it's from the point of view of being a locus of attention that is now aiming attention strategically at an object like the breath that there's this dualism that is set up. And it's from the point of view of being a locus of attention that is now aiming attention strategically at an object like the breath that there's this dualism that is set up. And it's from the point of view of being a locus of attention that is now aiming attention strategically at an object like the breath that there's this dualism that is set up.
그리고 명상의 궁극적인 약속이다.
And the ultimate promise of meditation. And the ultimate promise of meditation. And the ultimate promise of meditation. And the ultimate promise of meditation.